One of the areas hardest hit by the outbreak of the coronavirus is the New York City borough of Queens. That's the district of Congressman Greg Meeks. We're checking in to see how his constituents are coping, whether there's a need for a national lockdown, and what's with all the pork in the new stimulus and bailout bill approved by Washington lawmakers. Congressman, your district hit hard.
It's been devastating for my district. I have three hospitals in the district, all who are overwhelmed with what's taking place, with the numbers of individuals that are coming in that now needs beds. They're trying to increase the bed space. Then on top of that, you have personnel from within the hospital, doctors, nurses, individuals who are trying to make sure the place is sanitized. Many of them are becoming positive and thereby coming out of the workforce, and the lack of PPE equipment is tough. And then, this past weekend was really hard for me when there was about six people that I personally know passed away. It's a tough situation, and it just seems that the numbers are continuing to climb.
All right, so three hospitals in your district. What about the battle for equipment there?
Well, it's been a battle. What we've been doing is, I've tried to call the hospitals, at least the CEOs of the hospitals, almost on a daily basis, just to find out where they are. And what we find is that it's up and down. So, last week particularly, it was really stressful. Many did not have much of what they needed. This week, through calls and fighting and trying to make sure that through vendors, they've gotten the bare minimum of what they need. So they've gotten to where they, for this week, it seems to be okay. But if the numbers continue to mount, you need to, be able to be in a position that you have some extra to deal with the escalating need. So it's good for the beginning of the week. By the time we get to the end of the week, there's a need for more. Well, I think that we should be telling everyone to stay at home. The fact of the matter is, a lot of the places that are not already exercising the stay-at-home mandate, they're not doing any testing. And one of the things that you learned is testing is really important in that regard. And I think that's why we've seen the numbers of individuals and can identify, even Queens County, the number of individuals that are positive because we've tested more. And so if you wait on the testing and don't know whether you have a hot area or not, by the time you really realize it from those who become symptomatic, it could be too late.
Speaking with New York City Congressman Greg Meeks. So you're a veteran of Washington at this point. You've been around the block a little bit. Explain to me as an outsider, how some of these pork-related items get included in the stimulus. Republicans are throwing in real estate losses to minimize taxes on stock market losses or loans for businesses deemed critical to national security. I presume Boeing is part of that. Or, $50 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services or money for National Endowments of the Arts. Is this the way it works? It just seems to me like this, as an outsider, it's just complicated.
Yeah, well, look, unfortunately, you end up having a compromise. I think that if you would look at the two bills that was initially initiated on the House side, everything was geared toward trying to make sure that it was families first. And it was going toward the trying to help the small businesses, the individuals who have the lease. You would see that we negotiated those bills. And there were some proposals in there that helped the poorest of poor individuals that the Senate did not want to go along with, but they were they were compelled to because we insisted upon it. So this last bill, phase three, was something that was initiated on the Senate side. And we didn't like the bill at all as it was initially drafted because it seemed to be just a corporate giveaway at that particular time. And we were able to turn a number of those things around and add some strings. But there were other things that they insisted upon. And so then you're left with the choice of, do you try to have a perfect bill, or do you negotiate a bill that will benefit substantially the individual that you want to help? And that's how it happened. So there was a number of things in there that we would have loved to have gotten out, but it would have meant that we would not have been able to get a vote on the things that we think that were in there in an appropriate way to help families.
Thanks, Greg. Congressman Greg Meeks from New York City.